From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the latest presidential polls and where the candidates will spend the next 2 months.
First, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the warm embrace of the U.S. government. You've heard the headlines. The biggest players in the mortgage market have been taken into conservatorship. Wall Street is happy. Are you? You're not sure, are you? Day to Day, ever helpful, is here with the assistant business and financial editor at the New York Times, Gretchen Morgenson. Gretchen, welcome to Day to Day and some perspective. How big a deal is this? Will financial people evermore for the rest of their lives remember where they were on Sunday afternoon when this news broke?
They might. You talked about the warm embrace of the government with Fannie Mae. I would say the taxpayers are not so certain that they should be warmly embracing. They are being forced into this. It is going to be a very big bill for the taxpayer to pay. And it's very unfortunate because the problems associated with these two entities have been well known, sort of the elephant in the room for many, many years. Now we do have some resolution, which of course always makes the markets feel better. Uncertainty is the worst thing that you can present to investors. Now we do have certainty around the government's agreement to back the debt that has been issued by the company and to participate in the mortgage market. And there will be winners and losers, of course, as there always are. But, you know, it is a very big day and a very disturbing day, I would say.
When you say the problems have been known for many years, just 1 year ago, the government moved to actually make it easier for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to issue more loans.
They did that, Alex, because the mortgage market was sort of grinding to a halt. So what they were trying to do then was put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, you know. And so I think that when we look back in recent times, just the past couple of weeks throughout the summer, you know, we were all told that these companies had adequate capital, they could continue operating. We were told that by the Treasury Secretary on down, and it obviously is not true. So I think there are a lot of answers that taxpayers may want from the government entities that are involved here.
Well, the stock market reacted very well to this news. As you say, it loves stability. But when you look at what has happened over this weekend, are we genuinely better off or not?
Well, we are better off in certain aspects and worse off in others. We are worse off in the fact that we are going to have to pay for this, that there will be billions and billions of dollars in losses that may end up at the taxpayer's door and will likely do so. Now, as far as the positives, the mortgage market will continue to operate. Since the subprime crisis kind of took control, we've had a real slowdown in mortgages, in loans made by, you know, the lending community, the private sector, the banks. That has retrenched. They have really pulled back. And so to the degree that people absolutely must buy and sell homes, you know, now we will have a little bit more certainty that mortgages will be made. That is a positive. We need to have that market moving and operating. We can't have it frozen.
Does it mean that the mortgage crisis in some way is passing? Does this mean that the value of those homes that people are buying and selling now will be more secure, more stable?
No, I don't think so. I think what it does is the acceptance of the belief that these companies needed to be bailed out or backstopped is the first step in understanding we have a problem and dealing with the problem. And that's necessary, and that's positive. You know, as far as what it will mean to everyday people, I think that ultimately mortgage rates may come down a bit, which is positive. And as I said before, the market will continue to operate.
You wonder if there is not perhaps more bad news to come.
Well, house prices are continuing to fall. This will have very little impact on home prices. It does not provide any kind of a floor for home prices. Delinquencies and foreclosures will continue to rise. Particularly some of the most toxic loans that were made are continuing to default, and more of those will be defaulting in the coming months. So to that degree, you're not going to see an uptick in in home prices, I believe, and or in delinquencies. You're not going to see improvement.
Gretchen Morgenson is assistant business and financial editor at the New York Times, speaking with us from the office of the Times in New York. Gretchen, thank you.
Anytime, Alex.